This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Bullying must be working. From what I read, it's getting rougher out there. Bullying has always been a problem in the schoolyard since time immemorial. With social media, all stops are off. With teens, women, and anyone even slightly different than the herd. Those of us now long grown can be thankful that we escaped the ubiquitous of phones equipped with iSpy cameras at every turn. As bad as bullying is for the young, it seems to have become part of the wider culture, both domestically and globally. For example, a Paris-based nonprofit, Reporters Without Borders, says that in the last 2 years alone, more than 520 journalists have been imprisoned worldwide. Wall Street Journal notes that their Russian reporter has now been in jail for one full year, despite the fact that they have campaigned relentlessly for his release. They certainly aren't alone, because autocratic governments are routinely shutting news outlets that they don't like. It's not just the other guys outside our borders either. We have former President Donald Trump to thank for a lot of this in the United States. He's certainly not alone, but he's the leader of the pack. Now that he spends so much of his time and money in court, he's been on the warpath about judges. Since he began his increasingly hostile attacks on judges, The Washington Post reports that threats against federal judges have more than doubled from 224 in 2021 to 457 in 2023, according to the U.S. Marshals Service. In some courts, state and local, it's gotten so bad that he's been put on either full or modified gag orders by judges for attacks on them and even their clerks and other employees. As bully-in-chief, Trump has made a dark art of name-calling. But physical threats are part of the package for him as well, once he gets wound up on the hustings. He's circulating cartoons on his social media, reportedly, of Biden being hogtied. You know how it goes, right? Sell Bibles out of one hand and use the other to scroll and troll out Twitter-type screeds. His base supposedly loves this show, but it's a little like Jan 6. Where does the provocation begin and the violence that comes next end? It used to be the parental guidance for generations, including my own, that you have to slap back at a bully to get them to stop because they're cowards at heart. Been there, done that, but there's no sign of that working when it comes to nation states or political candidates, it seems. Trump's ride or die with me approach has brought the Republican Party and much of Congress to his knees, spouting denialism even as they cower in their own shadows. Slapping back gets you living back in beautiful Wyoming or walking away as Senate Majority Leader with footprints on your rear. Of course, if you're a billionaire, reportedly you just tat-tat through it in hopes that you'll get another tax break. The heck with the country, the environment, and the devil take the hindmost. How can this possibly end well? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.